Welcome back to The Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. The Both, a collaboration between musicians Amy Mann and Ted Leo, released an album, also called The Both, in April of this year, and they're bringing their tuneful and smart songs and witty stage repartee to the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York on Friday. Amy Mann and Ted Leo, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So I know this isn't any kind of groundbreaking or newly insightful question for you guys for the last few months, but how did you decide to work together to put out a record to write songs?
You know, Amy and I have been friends for a decent period of time, a few years, and but we never actually, well, we guested on a lot of sort of mutual comedian friends shows over the years. We never actually toured together. Or did anything like that until 2012. And then over the course of actually traveling together and playing, you know, every night and watching each other play every night, we started merging our sets a little bit. And then, you know, we left that tour with the thing that often happens where you say, like, hey, we should really collaborate sometime. And, you know, 99.9999999% of the time that never happens. But much to Amy's credit, about 2 weeks after I got back from that trip, she had sent me a verse and a chorus of a song. I was like, okay, here's the beginning of that collaboration. Yeah, so it just went from there.
Which song was that?
That was You Can't Help Me Now.
Establish a world of your own. You get thrown. Try and answer a bomb with a calm undertone. Alone. I wanted you to know that I put up a fight. Everything goes missing when they're down the line. The catastrophic sinking of the will is kind. And even you can't help me now. You can't help. You can't help me now. You can't help.
How did the collaboration work, sending verses and choruses and melodies across the country, because you guys live on opposite coasts?
Well, it's actually not that different than working in person, honestly, because there always has to be one person to come up with an initial stem or germ, and then, you know, you chew it around for a little bit till there's, you know, some words, maybe a concept, an idea. You know, maybe there's a chorus to a verse. Maybe it's just a verse. Maybe it's just a riff. The great thing about the collaboration is that at the point where you, as the solo artist, would go like, "Huh, I'm not really sure I know what to do with this," you send it to the other person and then see what happens. So it's actually a lot more fun and even a lot more efficient to have a partner, but, you know, obviously it has to be a partner you trust, whose sensibility you admire, that meshes with yours.
Yeah, and, you know, while we certainly do a lot of work when we can be in the same room together, and, you know, we sort of sometimes have that fabled, like, you know, Lennon McCartney, kind of like both sitting at a piano or a guitar or whatever, like, what about this one? Oh, let's play this one. You know, like,
and he used that accent when...
Yeah.
Of course.
It helped me get in the spirit. We do a little bit of that, but we're also, I think we're both people who, you know, we kick ideas back and forth and then, you know, actually need, you know, we're not the freest with our emotions and confidence. And I think, you know, like we both sometimes like to actually like retreat to the next room to work on our idea and then bring it back to the table. So the distance also, you know, that we work at, it also is aided by our penchant for needing to sort of spend a little bit of solo time thinking about something and then bring it back to the partnership.
You two have, it is fairly evident from social media and that it just keeps going. You haven't stopped playing shows together, and you did put out the record, that you guys enjoy working together a lot. After the album came out and people started giving you feedback on it, which whether you want it or not happens, did that shadow the fun you'd had, or is the work that you've done that you're proud of stand in face of any, I mean, not that it's gotten bad reviews, people like it, but does it stand on its as its own experience regardless of how people receive it?
I think you have to, especially in this day and age, you have to let it stand on its own experience. It has to be fun, it has to be rewarding, you know, within the, you know, the collaborators, because there's no guarantees. I mean, there's no kind of like, let's put this band together because we think it's going to be successful or make money. I mean, nothing, like, I don't even know what a definition of being successful in the music business is anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to just have fun and kind of ignore everything else. I mean, it did get good reviews, so I you know, I mean, that's definitely a fun bonus. Like, that's very energizing to the project, But I think we're also pretty good at avoiding, you know, unless somebody sends us something with the, you know, the subject line, great review, you have to read it, then, you know, I think we'll probably, in general, you know, stay away from it so as to not get our feelings hurt.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You know, I think that I take criticism very seriously, and if I'm not the type of person who sort of like believes in that my own monolithic vision is always going to be the best choice or, you know, decisions that I can make artistically or otherwise. So I certainly am. I'm actually very interested in hearing kindly from people that I trust, you know, ways that I can improve, like, across the board. But, you know, these days, I feel like music criticism rarely offers that, and so it's wiser to avoid even the positive reviews sometimes, and just kind of keep plugging away and remain in conversation with those who you actually do trust to sort of, you know, help you grow.
How are fans of the Both manifesting? Is it your two individual project fans coming together, or do you have new people coming to concerts that maybe didn't listen to Amy Mann solo or Ted Leo and the Pharmacists?
It feels like they're new fans. I mean, Ted,
you know,
I'm not sure what your observation is, but I didn't get that thing that I was expecting, which would be rabid Ted fans yelling stuff at you at shows and my rabid fans yelling requests at me of old stuff.
Whoever's coming
seems to embrace the new project pretty thoroughly.
Yeah, I think that's the case. In the Venn diagram where, you know, as we overlap, if that's the Both area, the shows have probably not been interestingly, like, you know, as large as either of our solo shows would be, but that overlap in the diagram is the most represented in the audience, certainly. And that's kind of great. And we realized that very early on when we started touring on the record, and it was surprising and hugely gratifying that, like, within, you know, the first night of the tour, it was large, you know, people were actually like singing along to the new songs, which I certainly hoped people would enjoy them. I did not expect that level of engagement with the audiences that were immediately coming to the shows. I did think, as Amy said, that it was probably initially going to be more, you know, fans of each of our solo things, curious about what we were doing together, but people seem again, as Amy said, to have really embraced the new project.
That makes a question occur to me that I've never thought to ask any musician before. When people sing along in the audience, is that energizing and good, or can it be distracting and strange?
I haven't had it happen that often, but when it happens, it's very energizing. And it is strange because on some level, I think you're always shocked that people really know you. On some level, I think both of us are shocked that people ever show up to any of our shows. Like, really? All right, great. But, that level of involvement is really surprising. But it's exciting when it happens. Especially if more than like one person.
Right.
Right. I chuckled when you first asked that, because the image that actually first came into my mind was not people singing along, but people clapping along. And people clapping along, out of time with your desired,
tempo.
Beats per minute or whatever. But even that is it's only annoying or distracting if you feel like someone is actually sort of having their own show for their own benefit, as opposed to like engaging with you and the show that you're trying to actually put on. And most of the time it's pretty great and energizing.
I have heard, I've heard murmurs, read rustlings of a potential musical collaboration, a play, which as a musical theater nerd, I was like, oh yeah, I'm into that. Do it.
We've started talking about that, and we have a playwright that we're sort of in very, very preliminary discussions with. We have general themes that we want to write about. We haven't written one single song, so I wouldn't, get too excited yet. But I definitely want to eventually write a musical with Ted. Because he's a secret musical nerd.
I'm not even secret.
It's not secret at all, actually.
Yeah.
At least not anymore.
Right.
Is it too preliminary to say who the playwright is?
It's Jonathan Mark Sherman.
Oh, great. Cool. Well, I'll keep my excitement on simmer, but very much hope to see that project manifest.
Yeah, thanks. We're taking it seriously, but with everything else that we're doing, including continuing to write songs, for an eventual next record or something. What can I say? It's something we very much want to do, but we can't, finish it next week.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for taking the time to call in today. I can't wait to see the show at Bearsville, and I love the record. So it's awesome to talk to you.
Thank you.
Great. We'll see you there.
The Both will perform at the Bearsville Theater in Woodstock, New York on Friday night. For more information, visit bearsvilletheater.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Saving up for the big one. Ooh. You'll be bigger than Big Sun. Ooh. Get up and out of your bed. You're still gonna win.